This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
I want to bring a message to you that the Lord was giving me this the week that we were actually going away. And this was something that God had spoke to me. I was going to actually bring this to Hawaii, but we didn't have that opportunity to minister in Hawaii. So I was able to study on this some more when we got back, and I want to bring you this message today. But I heard, too, I want to say before I get into the message, the services were good while we were gone. How many enjoyed the evangelists last Sunday and the team that came? How many were here last Sunday? Okay, and Wednesday night, I heard Brother Carlos gave a good word, so that was a blessing to hear that. When we're away, good things are happening. Praise God. Today, I want to talk to you about something that really is should be appropriate, or I don't know if the appropriate is the right word. It should be reflective of me and you as a Christian. As we went away and saw, you know, vacationing people. You know, Hawaii is probably one of the hottest spots to go to. You see people come and people go, and, you know, people spend a lot of money and do a lot of things for fulfillment, okay? It's good to go away on a vacation, but how many know it's just a vacation, right? You got to come back to the real world, amen? And we need to be able to find fulfillment in our lives every day, not just when we want to go on vacation. You know, we look forward to those things. Those are nice things. But if that's all our life is about, we're missing a lot, okay? So today, I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, about being happy, okay? Being happy. What does that entail a little bit today? And my title today is Good Medicine. Okay, good medicine. How many know if you're not feeling good, you try to get some medicine to help, right? Philip was telling me this morning he changed his medication and he's doing a little bit better, you know. So medicine is important, right, when we're not feeling good physically. But the Bible talks about a different kind of medicine that's good. We're going to get into that a little bit today. So what is good medicine to you today, and what makes you feel good or happy today? All right? Some people, to them, it's they got to have a lot of money to be happy. All right? But some people realize money doesn't really make you happy. Okay? So what is good medicine to you and me today, and what makes you feel good or be happy today? That's what I want to talk about with you. I got a couple opening scriptures. Most of these scriptures are going to be out of Proverbs, but turn with me to Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18:14. This was the verse that really spoke to me the first time, and then from this, God gave me more to go with it to bring this message to you about our lives as far as what fulfills us in a way, what makes us happy. But in Proverbs 18:14, it says this. It says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, or sickness could be there. But look at the second part. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? You know, if you're physically sick today, it says here the spirit that you have will help you sustain that infirmity, okay? You know, you have to try to build yourself up even through sickness. You fight that sickness is what it's saying. But if you have a wounded spirit today, it's very difficult to bear, okay? If your spirit is wounded, it's a difficult thing to deal with. And you know what? I know there's a lot of people in our world that are wounded today. Amen? They have a spirit that is wounded. They may not tell you that. They may act like everything is okay. on the forefront. They put a facade on. But inside, they have a wounded spirit. Okay? Some of us have been there before. Hopefully, we're not there today. But there are many Christians who are still wounded because they haven't allowed God to heal them and deliver them of things. All right? Now, in the next chapter over, previous chapter of Proverbs 17:22. Look at this verse. Proverbs 17:22. It says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." So, see the reflection here, the difference of what we're talking about. We're talking about a broken spirit. We're talking about a spirit that dries the bones. If you're wounded today, you're dry, is what the Bible tells us here, right? But it says here, a merry heart does good like a medicine. If you have a merry heart today, if you have a happy heart, it's like a medicine to your spirit. Just like regular medicine is to your body to fix you, if you have a spirit that is happy and merry, your life is going to be blessed. Amen? And a lot of people, they will pay the world for it if they could get that, some people. You know, this past week when we got back, and even in Hawaii, we're watching the news, and we were hearing more about some of the things with Michael Jackson and how he died. I'm sure you saw the news this week, and they pretty much said it was because of the drug that he was taking, propanol, I think it's called, which is a drug to make you go to sleep. Okay? And he was taking different drugs, and I guess because of the combination of the drugs he took, it caused him to die. Now, you would think a person like Michael Jackson, who is he's so popular, right? Who has all the money that one could probably ever want, has a mansion, but he can't go to sleep at night. So he's taking drugs. Amen? He had a wounded spirit, right? He had everything the world could offer, but you know what? Inside there was something wrong. Amen? Wounded. Okay? So, a merry heart, praise God. People will pay a lot of money if they could buy that, but you can't buy it today. How many know that? Only God can give you that today. Amen? A happy heart, a merry heart. It's like a medicine. Praise God. This is good medicine. How many know that today? The Word of God is a medicine to you. Every day you should read your Bible so that you get some medicine in you. Good medicine. You don't have to pay for it either. How many know drugs are expensive today when you got to go to the doctor, right? My wife, she's been taking this special cough medicine for her cough that, you know, kind of comes and goes. And this stuff's real expensive. You can't buy it over the counter. You have to have a prescription, you know. Drugs are expensive, but this is free. Amen. It's like a medicine. Praise God. Makes you happy. Amen. It's important today. Praise God. That's for us today. I like the Amplified Bible says about this word in Proverbs 17:22. It says, a merry heart or a happy heart is like a good medicine. And then it says this, a cheerful mind works healing. A cheerful mind works healing. Your attitude is what that's saying. If you have a cheerful mind, you have an attitude that, you know what, brings healing. You know, if we think positive, we have the mind of Christ, you know what, healing is going to come. Praise God. We're going to be able to allow the good medicine of the Lord to minister to us. We don't have to have bones that are dry. Amen? Those are choices you make today. If someone doesn't want to be happy, they make that choice today. I'm not going to be happy. How many know what I'm talking about? It's about choices today. Praise God. Choices. So today this is what we're going to talk about here a little bit. About having a happy heart. It's like taking a good medicine when you don't feel good. As far as physically. Now what causes you to be happy? Or who's happy? What does the Bible say about those who are happy today? Who are the ones who are happy? Or what makes you happy today? Some of the things we should look at. We're going to just read a few scriptures here today, okay? I want you to turn with me to John 16:33. John 16:33. I know you know these verses. You should know this one especially. This is Jesus speaking to us. In John 16:33, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of what? Good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Amen? So, how are we going to be happy? Well, Jesus tells us, in me you're going to have peace. Amen? In me you're going to find fulfillment today. Amen? In me, you know what? You can be of good cheer. But if you look for it in the world, you're going to just have what? Tribulation. Amen? You're not going to find the happiness in the world that you find in God. It won't happen. Okay? So he says here, you know what? Relax. And I'm going to paraphrase what Jesus said here. He's kind of saying, you know, don't let the world get to you. Amen? In me. Come to me, because I'm the one to give you peace. Amen. I'm going to make sure everything's okay. Don't get stressed out, because the world will get you stressed. Amen. Problems are going to be there. But he says, you know what? I want you to be of good cheer today. Be of good cheer. Another way to say it is, be happy. Amen. Be happy. Be cheerful. Praise God. You know, rejoice, because I've overcome the world. Praise God. And if he overcomes, we overcome too. Whatever we might even be going through today, you can be an overcomer. Amen. It's our attitude many times though. Praise God. So in Jesus, we're going to find this happiness. Now, I want you to go back with me to the Old Testament. We're going to look at a few verses there. In Psalm 146, verse 5. Psalm 146, verse 5. Psalm 146, verse 5. It says this. Who's happy? Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So who's the happy one? Happy ones today are the ones who have the Lord as their God. Amen? And the ones who, it says here, look to God for help. See, those of us who are Christians today, we know our help comes from the Lord. Amen? And he makes us happy. Praise God. And he tells us here that we hope in the Lord. The person who's happy today is the one who hopes in God. Because he knows God is there. Praise God. He may not answer every time like you want him to. He may not answer as quick when you have a problem or situation. But your hope is in him today. Amen. And he makes you happy. Hallelujah. Because he's your God. He's the God of Jacob. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, 13. Now we're going to stay in Proverbs for some verses here. Proverbs 3, 13. Who's happy today? It says here, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding." How many say amen to that? The man or the woman who finds wisdom and gets knowledge is going to be happy. Amen? You're going to be happy, praise God. Who? The one who finds knowledge, not really the worldly knowledge is what it's talking about here, or worldly wisdom, but the knowledge that comes from God. Amen? The wisdom that comes from God. That person's going to be what? Happy. In the Lord. Cheerful in the Lord. Have a heart, a spirit that's merry today. Amen. Not the kind of merriment the world likes. They like to be merry on booze. Right? They get drunk so they can be happy. How many know what I'm talking about? But we don't have to get drunk to be happy. Amen? How many know that? That's a false happiness today. The world loves to do that though. You know, drink, drink, drink till they forget their problems. Right? But when you wake up, what's going to hit you in the face again? Your problems. Even worse, because you're not going to feel good then. You're going to be hungover. How many know what I'm talking about? We all probably were there at one time. All right? So we see here the one who's going to be happy is the one who finds the wisdom and the knowledge that we get from God and the understanding that comes with the Lord. That's a blessing today. That's the happy person. Proverbs 14:21. It says this: He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth. But look at the second part. But he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Who's happy? The one who has mercy on the poor, or those who are less fortunate than us. Okay? Meaning, you care about people. You want to, if you can help somebody, you help them. And you know what? Isn't it good when you're able to help somebody? You're happy to do that. Isn't that true? When God uses you to help somebody else, God gives you you feel real happy about doing that. Okay? There comes a blessing from the Lord when you are able to help those who are less fortunate. So the person that helps those who are hurting, you know what it says here? That person's going to be happy. Praise God. You must care about others is what we're reading here. To be a happy person, you must be a person who just doesn't think about themselves. You think about others also. Amen? And that should typify a Christian today. That we care about others and we want to help others. Praise God. Who else is a happy person today? How about Proverbs 16:20? Proverbs 16, verse 20. It says this: He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Amen. So I'm going to focus on the second part of that verse. It says, who's happy? The one who trusts in the Lord. You're going to be happy because God's going to take care of you. Amen. And that's a faith walk. When you trust, that means you put faith in someone, right? And by trusting God, that means you put your whole life in the hands of the Lord. And when you do that, when you trust Him, you're going to be happy because God, you know God is faithful today. God takes care of us today. Amen? Has He ever let you down? No. He's never let me down. Praise God. He's always been there. He didn't always do what I thought He should have done, but He knows better than me and you. Amen? And I'm happy. Praise God. You know, I'm fulfilled today. Praise God. Because I know God. There's such a happiness that we have. Even one of the songs we sang today, it said, to be happy that you're in the truth. Right? You're happy today that you know the truth, you're in the truth, you're walking the truth. Amen. A lot of people can't say that today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got a few more for us. I'm going to let you out even early today. With the Enza's gathering, we're going to let you get out of here a little bit early. Praise God. Proverbs 28:14. Proverbs 28:14. It says, happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. So who's happy? Happy is the one who fears God. This is what this verse is talking about. And I like the way the Amplified is. Brother Carlo, can you put this up on the Amplified version? I want you to look at this at the Amplified version. Proverbs 28:14. It says, blessed or happy or fortunate and to be envied is the man who reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord. Amen? At all times. Now look at that part that comes after. Regardless of the circumstances. Uh-huh. But he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Wow. That's an eye-opening scripture today. So who's happy? It's the one who fears the Lord reverently and worshipfully, fears the Lord. And you know what? It's at all times. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are, because if you harden your heart, you're going to really fall into trouble and calamity. All right? So you're the one who's happy today is the one who knows God and fears God, because you know who God is. Amen. And you want to make sure you're following Him and you're doing it to your utmost, because He is the Lord and there's no one like Him today. And when you have that relationship with God, you're happy because you know Him in that intimate way. It's very important today that we know Him that way. How about Proverbs 29:18? Chapter, one chapter over. Proverbs 29:18. We're going to look at this one in both versions too. It says in the King James first, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Who's happy? The one who keeps God's word. Amen. When you keep His word, you know what? There's a happiness that comes with being at peace and being in the will of God today. There's nothing like it. Nobody can rob that from you when you keep God's word. Let's see what the Amplified says in this word. It says, "Where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man," interesting, that's a little different turn on there, "blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he." Okay, I like that. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable. There's a lot of people who envy us. A lot of people who say, "Why are you so happy all the time? You know? Why are you smiling always?" And like Rose said earlier, she said that gives you the opportunity of witness. Amen. When they see the happiness on you. But if we're, you know, down and out and frustrated always and woe is me, nothing's going right, that's not an example for people. Amen. That's not going to help at all, being a witness. But the one who is happy is the one who fears God and the one who keeps His word. When you keep His word, God gives you fulfillment and gives you joy. Praise God. Powerful verse. Amen. I got just a couple more for us. John 13:17. This one kind of goes along with the one we just read. But in John 13:17, Jesus here, he's talking to the disciples, and he actually shows them humility, and he washes their feet, and then he says this statement in verse 17 of John 13. He says, "If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." Let me read that again. "If you know these things," and he's talking about a lot of different things here, but he says, "Happy are ye if you do them." Meaning, you know what? If you do what Jesus says to do, you're going to be happy. If you follow his example here was to be one of humility, to walk in humility, even to the point where he washed the disciples' feet. Amen. That takes some humility to do that. Praise God. Maybe one day we'll have a foot washing service. Anybody ever had one of those? We've had it before. It's humbling. Before, you know, I'll announce it, so make sure everybody washes their feet before we do it that day. Amen? It's humbling, okay? And Jesus is telling them here, you know, just do what I tell you to do, right? Follow my example. If you know what to do, then you need to do it. Don't just know about it and don't do it. But if you do it, you're going to be happy. Okay? Doing God's word brings happiness today. Amen. Brings fulfillment to our lives. And we need fulfillment in our lives. Many people, again, do not have the fulfillment that we have because of Christ in our life. I got two more verses. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. 1 Peter 3:14. What does it say? It says, we're not going to like this one probably, but it says, but and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. So who's the happy person? Even the one who sometimes suffers for righteousness' sake. Okay? If you're going to suffer, you better suffer for what's right today. Amen? And how many know we as Christians, we do get persecuted? All right? Sometimes we have to suffer to a point. I don't know if it's, you know, suffering where it's really a terrible thing we go through. And in the United States of America, we don't really suffer like a lot of other Christians do in other countries. But it's talking about here standing up for Christ. Okay? Sometimes you're going to be, you know, persecuted. Sometimes you're going to be made fun of. All right? You're going to sometimes suffer to a point for righteousness' sake. It says you're the happy one if you do that. Because God's going to bless you for doing that when you stand up for the Lord. I want you to look at the next verse. It goes right with it. In 1 Peter 4:14, one chapter over. Okay? 1 Peter 4:14. It says kind of the same thing here, but a little bit more to it. It says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. Amen? There it is again. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Amen. And on their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. So again, who's happy? The one who is sometimes reproached for Christ. You're going to be happy because you know what? The blessing of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be upon you, and God's going to bless you for standing up for him. Okay? So today, we've talked a little bit about good medicine. Amen. How many need some good medicine today? Amen. Praise God. Well, the Lord is our medicine today. Amen. His Word will bring medicine or healing to us. Okay. Today, some people don't have this happiness or this merriment that we have. There's Christians who don't have it. And it's a tragedy when they don't walk in the happiness that the Lord gives them. Because that's why Jesus died for us. Amen? To make us free. To make us happy. Right? To have a purpose in our life. A lot of people don't have purpose today. But you do. Amen? You can live every day with a purpose and a goal. You know, one day I'm going to be with Jesus. Amen? And I'm in my training ground right now. And all the things that happen to us, good and bad, you know what? We continue to move on. Okay? We never should not be happy in the Lord. How many heard that today? Amen. We should always be able to be happy regardless, what we read up there, regardless of our circumstances. Because circumstances will be there. Amen. I don't care if you live in Hawaii, like we were at this past week, or in Chicago. They got problems like we got problems here. All right? There's problems everywhere. It's just part of life, okay? But we should still be happy in the Lord. You should be fulfilled in the Lord. Amen. If I like the scripture we read in John 16. He says, in me you'll have peace, Jesus said. You must have peace in your life today. Amen. If you don't, life will be a struggle. Okay? And many people, they have everything this world can offer, but they don't have peace. Praise God. You know, peace is so important. Pace. We love that word here. Amen. We got to have peace. Amen. And peace is part of what makes you happy today. Amen. Makes you happy. Praise God. So I'm going to ask you to stand, and we're going to get out early. I'm going to ask Rose to come back up and Angela, and they could do a closing song for us, okay? And at the end, if you want prayer, I'll have you come up and we'll pray with you. But we'll have them come and close with a song. Whichever song you want to do, I'll let you pick. Amen. Praise God.